Yo, what's good, people? I don't usually really make videos like this too much, but I feel like I just need to quickly make this because I've been getting like a lot of messages over the past couple weeks about this Puff Daddy thing. Yeah, a load of people asking me like why I'm not doing a video on it, why I'm not talking about it. Someone even messaged me yesterday and was like, do I not think it's important because I'm not doing a video on it. So I just wanted to make this quick to just get this off my chest. I haven't made a video on Puff Daddy for the simple reason that I don't give a fuck. To be completely honest with you, what you need to understand is that the mainstream media controls every single piece of information that comes on your TV screen, right? So, following this logic, Diddy has been found out and caught because he's allowed to be found out and caught. Most of you already know this, okay? This is a very simple, basic thing that the powers that be do. They will hand up certain people to take the heat and the pressure off them. So now the whole world's chatting about Diddy, yeah? His free coughs and the sexual abuse and all them things there. And you know what? I've made many videos on the treatment of people in Hollywood. I don't agree with it. Of course I don't agree with it. I don't agree with people being abused for fame. But what you need to understand is this Diddy thing, right? When I tell you it's the tip of the iceberg, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. It's so infinitesimal and small, and it's so irrelevant in the grand scheme of things that I would never waste my time making a video dedicated to it. I've already described in great detail on multiple occasions the system that runs Hollywood, the mind control system that runs Hollywood. I've already broke it down. So what's the point of me making a video on Diddy when I've already told you how the whole thing works? I've given you the schematic for the entire operation. Obviously Diddy's a sex offender. They're all fucking sex offenders. They're all rapists. Do you understand? To hold a certain position of power in these hierarchies, you really, really have to be about this stuff. So I don't know why half the world is surprised that Puff Daddy has been doing this, when I swear to God, I've been telling people about Puff for the past 15 years. I can show you messages on my Facebook that I used to send to my bro Alex when he was trying to make music from 2008. And I was sending him messages saying, don't run into Diddy. Diddy gonna smash your back doors in, bro. Diddy the gatekeeper. Diddy's nothing. Diddy is so unimportant in the grand scheme of things. He's so unimportant that they just gave him up in a fucking national newspaper. What I want to see, what I'd really like to see, is the stuff coming out about the SRA. Yeah? Because at the end of the day, all of this shit doesn't matter, bruv, because it's all covering up satanic ritual abuse and ritual abuse. And yeah, the industry is run off it, but they don't let that veil slip. Yeah, they never let that last little bit of information that you need. No news story ever talks about it. No one ever talks about ritual abuse. Yeah, that's what you need to understand. And there's a reason why people don't talk about ritual abuse. That's because that is the real crux of the issue here. And I know a lot of people out there are probably going to send me a message like, you almost seem pissed off that this Diddy stuff's come out. I'm not pissed off that the Diddy stuff has come out, right? The more people that can open their eyes to what's going on in this world, the better, honestly. But me personally, when it comes to me and the content I make, this Diddy thing don't really affect me whatsoever. Couldn't care less. And 80% of the people that I'm now seeing online talking about this, even on the train and on the bus, people aren't really vested in the main issue, okay? Which is the fact that Satan has run this world. People are literally invested in the fact that it's Diddy and it's something to talk about. It's sensationalism. And that's why I don't get involved with it. I'm not making a video to satisfy your sensationalist needs. Because it's not about that. There's real issues at hand here. Yeah, there's babies getting fractured and sent into space to fight wars that they've got nothing to do with. And you're telling me about Diddy, bruv. Fucking Diddy. Give no fucks about no Diddy, bruv. all of these men do the same thing. Birds of a feather flock together.
Okay.
So your favourite rapper, your favourite singer, your favourite rock and roll artist, just write them all off. None of them are not compliant in this, okay? Someone messaged me the other day, said, yo, have you heard about Diddy? You know 50's definitely not doing it. He don't get down like that. 50 don't get down like that. Bro, they all get down like that. You understand? Every single one of them get down like that. So please don't be surprised when these more lists come out of more people that people like us have been telling you about for years. For years and years and years we've been saying this shit. So please, guys, just stop messaging me about Diddy. It's getting a little bit frustrating. You guys obviously know that I'm about my business when it comes to this channel. I really am about my research. I don't fucking play. That's why my channel has got no fucking subscribers. Yeah, literally. Look, for the content I put out, my channel should be... Bruv, my channel should be up there. Bruv, people get unsubscribed from my channel for a reason. Do you understand what I'm saying? All these channels out there with 250k views talking about Diddy, talking about exposing all these things there, they're not exposing nada, bruv. They're exposing the shit that they told you to expose. Yeah, so your things are allowed to stay up while mine gets shut down and shadow banned left, right and centre. So just watch who you're listening to, man, and please stop sending me messages about this Diddy thing. For real. New video out soon, man. Love you all.